We're live, Bubbles. Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. Kind of late in the morning, getting things done. Poor Jerry's all sad because Betty's still not home yet. She's still alive, though. She's not dead. So that's a good sign, I guess. Anyway, I want to talk about transformations. And are you at the pony speed or the Pegasus speed? Do you think you should be at the Pegasus speed like Google or someone's been doing it for a few years to get to where they are? I mean, like instantaneous gratification, or are you going to be at pony speed and at the right speed and the right pace? So I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And today we're going to talk about Scrum and Agile here on the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show. And maybe we'll get a visit from Bubbles. Bubbles knows when the show comes on. She's like, oh, I tell you, you want to be on the show? Come here. Say hi. It's Bubs. It's the Bubcat. And the Jer Dogs over here. Okay. So Bubcat's got her in because every time I get ready, she's like, oh, you're going to do a show. I got to be there and I got to put my tail in there because the tail is a star. Anyway, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer. Not work crazy hours, not stress out, hopefully. Have some fun along the way and get home to family and friends. And so I wanted to talk about the stress and out part of it, transformations. So teaching a lot of things lately about OKRs and stuff to management. We got the little pony or I guess it's a donkey, a mule, maybe mule speed versus Pegasus speed. And so many people read books and watch things and say, hey, Google does this. Facebook does that. Netflix does that. It took them years to develop where they're at, to get where they're going. They found a journey. The beauty of knowledge and having coaches is that we can help you get there a little bit quicker because we already grabbed the information from these other organizations, these successes. But also one thing about a coach, a good coach, and I fail sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. I fail a few times. The expectations of getting there quicker than the group's getting at there. You have to be careful that your expectations are higher, and then you get to assess of where they really are and how much can they take that time. I like doing transformations more at the mule speed. Well, I do it. I have expectations at the Pegasus speed, and sometimes it's just a mule speed, right? So it's a lot of stressful things for myself too and for the organization sometimes. But you just got to weigh in, hey, blank slate, haven't done something. You introduce stuff at a time, let them practice it a little bit and get to know it, and then you add more to it. But you're constantly adding. That's one thing we talk about. I talked about Kaizen and improving the process a little bit every sprint. And that's why the smaller sprints are better. These are things they don't tell you in the class. These are the things like the smaller sprints allow you to introduce more things quicker. Because you really don't need a lot of time to practice these techniques and everything, but you need some practice before you add another layer of technique. Some people complain, oh, I'm always learning. I'm looking at my kid who's third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, in elementary school. They're learning every day. They're learning new things every day, but people, adults, complain about learning new things every day. So you got to pace it out a little bit and get them practicing what they do. So I'm a very practical coach. I give them something. I get them to practice a while. Okay, guess what? We got the new lesson for this week or the new sprint. Here's a new thing. And that's how I coach. And that's one of the things. Just be mindful of how much stuff people can absorb and do. But you have to put some expectations. You can't go, oh, I'll be nice to you. I won't let you. No, you can't do that either. It's a balancing game. You have to say, I'm going to give you new and you need to learn this. You got some practice in. Got it down a little bit, and then we're going to take on a new thing and add another layer to it. But you have to also add the layers. You can't let them complain, oh, it's too hard. I can't do my homework. That's what my kid says every day. You got to push it to the next level. So that's what I want to share with you about Agile transformations. Some people want a Pegasus, but sometimes you just need a mule or pony speed and just constantly get it in and get there. This Pegasus causes a lot of damage. If you watch the cartoon, they cause a lot of trouble too. Sometimes they're really fast and fast, quick, but they do cause trouble. So I saw that laying there and I said, I'll do that one as a symbology of transformation. With that, I want to wish you all a great day, healthy day, happy scrumming, and take care and see you tomorrow. Bye.